We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And a pleasant good afternoon to everyone out there in Irish breakdown land. I am Vince D'Addario. That guy over there is Brian Driscoll. And we are fresh off of the blue-gold game over at Notre Dame Stadium. Blue skies, puffy white clouds, a little bit of wind, obviously. Mm-hmm. But so it's a little cooler than I think probably anybody would have liked. The wind was
a little
really
bit more windy than Mitch Jeter would have liked.
Well, fair enough. I mean, the fact that they even trotted him out for a 50-yard field goal straight into the teeth of that wind was like, really?
Yeah, now's the time to try it, man. Now's the time to try it. You know, let's see if you can do it now. So yeah.
I guess. I don't know if I would have felt good about that in no wind. But, obviously that one came up short. But we're not really going to talk a whole lot of special teams because there wasn't a whole lot of special teams to talk about.
The only mention I'll have is when we get to the running back section.
Okay.
Because I think that kickoff to start was indicative of how one of those running backs was going to look today.
Fair enough.
We'll get into that. Little tease.
Fair enough. The day
started off pretty rough for you and I, Vince, man. You know, almost got in a fight before the thing even started.
I'm over here playing on my phone. And
we drove together to the game.
We drove together. We pull into the parking lot. And parking was a free-for-all. And they warned us of that because there was a baseball game, a softball game, a lacrosse game, a hockey tournament, and the blue-gold game. And if anybody's ever been on Notre Dame, you know, campus, parking is kind of at a premium anyway. And
before you sell me out too much, let's just say the jackhole that was in charge of the parking where we tried to park doesn't understand physics, geometry, or common decency.
Fair enough. Common sense as well.
I made sure that he knew that.
Yeah.
I made it very clear that he knew that. So not my proudest moment, Vince, but I was ready for the I was for the game today.
Woo, you were fired up. Yeah. Let's just say we didn't park where this octogenarian wanted us to park.
See, now you're making me look like I was about to beat up a 90-year-old. Come on,
He's 80, octogenarian.
But it was cool. And then also we went from there. We went over to listen to Coach to Pete Vibacqua and Marcus Freeman and Jack Swarbrick kick off the new building that they're having. I've spoken to a couple sources about this throughout the week. This is going to be a nine-figure deal that's closer to two than a one at the beginning, from what I'm told. The original plans, the rumors of plans, were that it was going to be an extension of the Goog. Then it was going to be, you know, kind of connected a little bit, or it was going to be a renovation of the Goog.
Right.
Then it was going to be an extension of the Goog. And now it's just a brand new football facility. Mm-hmm. And Notre Dame's going to be guaranteed a national championship now because they're going to have a cafeteria for athletes only, which means you're going to have a chef. And since that was the only thing that kept Notre Dame from winning a championship in the Brian Kelly era, then they should win one now. Because
prediction, 24 national champs.
It is going to be just some of the things that they talked about, but some things I've heard about it. This is going to be a big time facility, facility. And I'm curious what they're going to do with the Goog, you know, put some new people in the Goog, some coaches that are other sports, and they're going to get hopefully new offices and all that. So lots going on today, Vince, but lacrosse, number one ranked men's lacrosse team, had a W today. Jordan Faison had a couple goals. But the big deal on campus today, man, was the blue gold game.
Yeah.
It was a fun day.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It was a fun day because I thought overall the teams were kind of equally, you know, divided up. Maybe one was a little stronger offensively, but then they made up for it on defense or whatever the case may be. And it was very back and forth. It was good. We're close. The cops may or may not have been threatened. I'm just saying. But it was a very back and forth game. I thought there were good things on both sides of the ball, good things from both teams, things they need to work on. It's a spring game. It's not going to be perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And one thing I want to point out also, Brian, when we were driving home, we were kind of talking about it and kind of downloading what we thought. You listed off all the players that were unavailable. Or that aren't even on campus yet.
Yeah.
And it is a laundry list of guys that obviously they're going to be counting on. And those guys are all, you know, athletic freaks. And so it's only going to make this team better.
I mean, Vince, you're talking about the game and what I loved about it. Just overall, big picture, we'll talk about just the game itself, big picture, what it meant. And I enjoyed how back and forth it was. You know, it was like the blue team was kind of dominating early. Then the gold team rallied back. There were three touchdowns in the first half. Each quarterback led a touchdown drive in the first half. You know, gold team kind of started coming on in the second half, then the blue rallied with the big play at the end. It was a competitive scrimmage. There was a lot of pad popping today. I thought the offensive line, you know, controlled parts of it. The defensive line controlled other parts of it. You know, the receivers won some battles over here. The DBs won some battles over there. It was one of those things, Vince, where this really was a coach's dream. Now, Al Golden's not going to think that because he's going to be like, we gave up five touchdowns.
Right.
And Mike Denbrock's not going to think that because he's going to focus on the turnovers and the because that's how coaches think. But
absolutely,
as a head coach, Marcus Freeman's probably pretty happy today because he's like, look, both sides of the ball battled today. Both sides of the ball competed today. We looked athletic. We looked physical. There were some mistakes that we got to clean up, but there was also a lot of high football IQ plays being made today. And then he's going to think about this, and this is the point you are leading me to. And they did all that without Riley Leonard, without Jadarian Price, without Kedren Young, without Mitchell Evans, without Bo Collins, without Jordan Faison, without Jaden Thomas, without Logan Saldate, without – now I'm on the defensive side, without Benjamin Morrison, without Rod Hurd. You know, there were some guys that are going to be back and part of this football team. Jaden Harrison. We didn't see Jaden Harrison
today. Oh, yeah.
Receiver, who I forgot to mention. There was a lot that wasn't even available today to this football team, and yet they still went out and looked at every position. Like, somebody made a play today at every single position. Yeah. Yeah. Quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, O-line, D-line, linebacker, DB.
Right.
Literally today, somebody made a play at every position. And that's honestly where you want it to be, Vince, because if one side dominates, offense or defense, that's not good. Because that means you've probably, unless you got like 19 LSU, that means your defense is probably struggling if your offense goes out there and balls out. If your defense just dominates, that means you got some issues on offense. And you also don't want it to be like this, you know, and that's why you don't want it to be like 42-35 or something like that, you know, because that means your defense didn't stop anybody. It was a good back and forth game. You had some guys that we expect played well, guys that maybe we didn't expect to play well, guys that we were uncertain of had some moments. It was a really good day. And we saw a lot was what we saw last week. But just overall, Vince, if you're a head football coach, man, you've got to be able to look at this and say, hey, man, I'm very pleased with this. Before we get going, too, my man DJ just said he just stopped in for a minute to hear opening words from the guys. Had knee replaced yesterday. Ooh. My mom had that, brother. We will be praying for you big time. I know how rough that can be. Stay strong, man. I'm glad you stepped in with us, though, here real quick and joined us. But my mom went through that. She had double knee replacement a few years ago. So, man, I know how rough that can be. So, glad you had a chance to watch the game today and watch a little bit of our show, man. But rest up, heal better, man. We'll be praying for you. But I think DJ had a good game to watch today, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Big picture, if you're Marcus Freeman, I think you're pretty happy today because you've got a football team that's got a lot of competitiveness and you've got a football team that's got a lot of speed, athleticism, and talent. I mean, that Sean Davis and I talked about that last week. Man, this is a really athletic, talented football team. And you weren't there last weekend, Vince, so this was your first chance to see what we were talking about. Like, this team's got some athletes on it, man.
Well, and you got some gamers out there, too, because there were spots in this game where they either, A, had to pick up a hard-nosed first down, or B, knock down a pass in a big moment, or get a sack in a big, you know, whatever the case may be. Guys were stepping up all over the place and making plays. Like, you hope that happens when you're in practice and you're drilling and you're doing all these different things. But this was about as game-like as it's going to get. There's about 20,000 people in the stands. So there was some, you know, they had the PA announcer, they had the band, you know, this is about as game-like as you're going to get in April. Right. And so who are those gamers going to be? Who are those guys that are going to step up when it matters to make those plays? And you saw it across the board, right? You saw hard running by the running backs. You saw accurate throws and decisions by the quarterbacks. You saw, you know, an interception. You saw a big breakup on fourth down.
Yeah.
You saw a forced fumble. You saw a sack. Like, you saw these guys stepping up when it mattered. And it wasn't the case where plays didn't really matter. Like they were big moments in this game, in this quote unquote game. You know what I mean?
You remember how bad one offensive line got dominated last year?
Oh
like
my gosh.
Blue team offensive line got destroyed last year.
Yes.
That happened. Like there were plays where the D line won on both sides, but then moments where the two lines won. You're absolutely right. And it was a period where you're still working out the kinks. Working out the kinks. The team's working out the kinks. The PA announcer's working out the kinks because apparently Xavier Watts had a catch today. And apparently Emil Wagner had a sack. You know, and I was like, man, I looked at Vince and said, I wish Emil Wagner was 330 pounds because he'd be a dude.
Yeah, right.
But no, it was overall, Vince, it was a very it was a good performance. It was one of those ones where you're like, look, this is what I think this team can be. They're not there yet because it's April. Nobody's there yet. If you peak in April, that's not good.
No.
But you come out of this game saying, man, you got talent everywhere. You do. You have some position battles that, honestly, it wasn't perfect. Right tackle, we'll get into. I'm as concerned about that position now as I was coming into the game. You know, quarterback was in the opposite end. Who do you like better? Steve, CJ, Kenny, Riley? They all made plays today. I mean,
so you can make an argument for all of them.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? So many good things to come out of this game, Vince. But also, you also saw today that this is not a finished product yet.
Right.
But when you're not a finished product and you can fly around the way that they did, make the plays that they did, I thought, you know, we'll get into like certain players had great games, but then there's moments you're like, you got to clean up that run fit. You know, you got to handle this. And so perfect example. And the other thing, too, is you got to remember about this game, folks, is anytime somebody makes a big play for Notre Dame player today, another Notre Dame player was on the receiving end of that.
Right.
That's just the nature of a game like this, right? So there's no way to have a perfect game. There just isn't. It's going to be, you know, look, here's where it is. This is where you're at. Salty busting my chops. Riley made plays today. I was talking about the other three, but yes, actually, we saw Riley in pregame. Saw him in pregame. Salty, he was on the money in pregame, baby.
But let's talk about that when we get to the quarterbacks, like what Riley was up to. But
my point was there. Whenever something good happens, there's a negative angle to it because it means somebody got beat. You know, you and I talked about this. The receivers did some really good things today, but I can't remember a single catch they made against Jaden Mickey, Christian Gray, or Xavier Watts. Right? I mean, so you know, does that mean the receivers aren't that good, or does that mean the secondary is that good? Or I mean, so there's all types of things that you can take away from it that you're just it's one's going to be good and one's going to be bad, but overall, there was so much good to come out of today's game, but you also come out of today's game saying we're getting closer every day, but we're not there yet. But this was a great – I feel this was a great way to finish the spring. I've watched some other spring games. If you're Notre Dame and you've watched some of the spring games I've watched, you're feeling pretty good about where your team is right now on April 20th.
Absolutely.
Really good about where your team is on April 20th.
I felt really good about this game. Like you and I were sitting there, we're watching the game, and we're critiquing because that's what we do. But we're also sitting there like, oh, okay, like that's a play. Oh, that's a playmaker, you know, that kind of a thing. I don't remember, and I've been to a lot of spring games specifically for Notre Dame. I don't remember sitting back and thinking to myself, oh, this is good. Like, you know, just having a really positive feeling leaving the game. There's definitely things that they need to work on. There's definitely things that won't win them games specifically in the season, right? You know, mistakes, things like that. But there were so many good things to be excited about.
But it's kind of like, this is the point though, Vince. I love that you made that comment. Like, right? Like offensively, you can't make the throw that Kenny made for the interception.
Right?
Like, and we'll talk about that. But at the same time, it was a great job of the defense bracketing all the receivers, getting their hands on the football, tipping in the air and making the pick. And that's kind of my point, right? Like, you're looking like, oh man, you can't make that play on offense. But at the same time, you're like, that's the kind of play you have to make on defense, right? And that's the struggle when you're talking about a spring game, because you're going to look at one position and say, oh man, boy, you can't do that. But then you're like, oh, but that was pretty good on the other side as well. And you start getting excited about it. And that's what I like. And we saw Devin Ford, people in the chat are talking about Devin Ford. Devin Ford's playing safety in one drive and then comes right back on offense and he's making plays on offense the next. And you're just like, dude, I love that kid.
I know,
I don't know. You know, I don't know where he's going to play or if he's just going to be – but, man, you love kids like that. You've seen walk-ons out there making plays today. You know, you got Justin Fisher running a ball. You've got, I think Alex Whitman had a catch today, I believe, right?
Olean had a catch.
Olean had a catch
couple,
today.
A couple catches,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. It just, you kids out there battling, man. It was fun to watch.
It was really fun to watch. And the other thing that I liked was at the end of the game and at various parts of the game, like you talk about the competitiveness. I mean, it was blue versus white. Like they have done a great job with the culture at Notre Dame where these guys are competing against each other and they're talking trash to each other and they're in a good way, right? And they're really competing with each other. And then at the end, it's like, you know, you get the blue team talking trash at the end after they won, you know, specifically Jaden Mickey, shock, shock, right? Because that's what he does. And he's over there and he's, you know, and but then they're all hugging and dabbing each other up at the end and they're, you know, singing the alma mater together. So like the culture that they have built is unique. I mean, it is unique. You can't fake the competitiveness that I saw today and then the team aspect of it at the end. Like you can try to manipulate that and do all of these different things, but there was a true competitiveness. It was the whole iron sharpens iron thing, which I really liked. And that has not always been there at Notre Dame. It just hasn't been. And it's not something we talk about a lot, but I wanted to bring it up because it was very visual to me today, nine stories up in the press box. Like you could see it. Mm-hmm. It was very clear, right? And it's a culmination of what we've seen at practice as well with the way practice is set up and setting up those competitions and all of those different things. You could see it in the game today, which made it that much better of a game to watch. These guys weren't just going through the motions. You know what I mean? They wanted to win. Both teams wanted to win this game. You could see that the white or the gold team was not happy when they lost that game.
Yeah.
And the blue team was ecstatic that they won that game. I mean, it was fun to watch, and it's only going to make these guys better moving forward as a team, as a whole, right? As a program. So I know that sounds a little cheesy, but I'm telling you, if you don't have it, it's tough to build a winning program.
Because Vince, we've seen Notre Dame not have it before. That's the point, right? Like we've seen a Notre Dame team not have that in the past. Right. And that's like you said, that's exactly the point of what you're trying to get at. And like I said, fun day. So what we'll do is we're going to get into the offense first and we'll get into the defense first or second, and we'll do all that. We'll hand out game balls. But before we do that, and Ided Benami just threw a super chat in there before. Obviously, the only questions we'll really answer today are super chats. But I did want to bring this up from Ided. He said, our culture is on the up. RIP, Mama Mickey. That was also a really cool part of what Notre Dame did today.
Absolutely.
Was the recognition with the pregame warm-up shirts. And at first, I was like, I forgot about it at first. And I saw some guys with purple shirts on, and I was like, what's going on? And then I remembered about that. So
right.
That was a really classy move by Notre Dame, and just it just speaks volumes about the type of young man Jaden Mickey is and the program he did, but also, you know, the young man that Mr. and Mrs. Mickey raised. And you know, and it just, and also the kind of person she was, because, you know, she was known around at Notre Dame. I mean, coaches knew her. Obviously, she was a big part of the recruiting process. So it was really good to see that, and good to see Notre Dame honor her the way that she did, because it was kind of hard to do that because during the season, because she passed away, I think, like the night before the bowl game. You know, it's like a night, I think it was the night before the bowl game, and so it was kind of hard to really do anything to honor her
right.
and the family. And so I thought it was cool that Notre Dame did that today,
right?
Yeah. So
for sure,
yep. So that's a kind of good overview of the game, Vince. One of the better blue gold games we've seen in a while, not just the competitiveness of the game. Cause we saw a couple years ago, the one where Steve Angeli had to walk off touchdown at the end. There was a couple big plays here and there, but overall that was kind of a game. This was game where you come out and you're like, wow, there's a lot of good things to see here. A lot of good things to see here from this game.
Yep. So do you want to go overall stats? Yeah,
Cam Williams also was out today. So Robin Dennis, just remember when we were going through all the list of guys we didn't see today, completely forgot about Cam Williams, you know, the five-star freshman wide receiver that I think the world of. So Robin, good reminder on that, man. So thank you for that. Just another really talented player we didn't get to see today, which just speaks volumes about how good this team could be because of all the talent we saw today. But then there's even more that's going to be there in the fall.
A lot of reinforcements coming, man.
Yeah.
Crazy to think about that, because I could very easily put an offense and a defense together with the guys that were just on the field and feel pretty confident about how they're going to play, right? I could. But you add all those quote-unquote reinforcements that are going to be here once the season starts and once they get into fall practice and all that, it's like, okay, this team has the potential to be special. So a lot of fun to watch for sure. You want to go into the stats of the game and then kind of break down the offense and the defense?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. So just kind of breaking it down, very, very balanced game. You had 28-21 score, advantage blue team. The gold offense had more first downs. They had 20 first downs to 18 for the blue team. Total offense, the blue team had 354 yards. The gold team had 345 yards. They both averaged 5.8 yards per play, which I thought was interesting. The gold team was better on third down. They went 7 of 13, also went 2 of 3 on fourth down, which is an interesting aspect of this game. I understand how often, why they went for it as often as they did, but they had a lot of success for it with it.
Yeah.
I'm very curious if Marcus Freeman's going to have that in the back of his mind when they go into building this team in the fall. The blue team was more of the big play team. They went 5 of 13 on third down, but they went 4 of 5 on third down. And so that was an interesting part of it as well. And the big key of the game, Vince, this to me was the big one, turnovers. Mm-hmm. The gold team had 2 and the blue team had 0. The gold team had 3 and the blue team had 0.
Wow.
That was really the big key today. You had the Minchie interception, you had the Minchie fumble, and then you had the Jabron Payne fumble. And then Justin Fisher put one on the ground as well, but they recovered that. They said that he was down.
He
they
was
ruled
down.
Him down.
Yeah,
right.
He was down.
So, yeah.
Jay Fish doesn't fumble, Brian.
Yep. So just looking at the team leaders, just statistically, Steve Angeli went 17 of 25 for 228 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was sacked 3 times. Kenny Minchie went 12 of 19 for 123 yards, 1 touchdown. Also had the interception. He was sacked once. He did the best job of all of them getting out of pressure. Kenny also had 40 yards rushing in a touchdown mm-hmm. today. So he had touchdowns as well. So both those two returning quarterbacks both had 2 touchdowns each. CJ Carr had a very interesting stat line today, Vince, because he threw for both teams.
Right.
He went 7 of 10 for 66 yards for the blue. He went 8 of 13 for 99 yards for the gold, was sacked 3 times. All part of the gold team, 0 times as part of the blue team. So overall, CJ went 15 of 23 for 165 yards and a touchdown. And that was his performance today. Steve and CJ and Carr and Steve Angeli combined for minus 28 yards rushing. Kenny had 40 yards rushing. The leader in rushing today was actually Jabron Payne, who had 58 yards on 10 carries today. Next was Kenny Minchie with 40. Aeneas Williams had 39 yards on 10 carries. He ran a lot better than a guy that averaged 3.9 yards per carry. And we'll get into that a little bit here as we dive into this as well, Vince. But you look at the other rushers today. Jeremiah Love had 36 yards rushing on 7 carries, 5.1 per play. Justin Fisher had 23 yards on 7 carries. After moving over from tight end, he'd been a tight end last year. Devin Ford had 1 carry for 13 yards. Loved seeing that. And then Jaden Greathouse had 1 carry for minus 3 yards on a play where he was trying to throw the ball and wisely decided not to.
Yes, it was well covered downfield. Yes.
Micah Gilbert, Justin Fisher, Jeremiah Love, and Eli Raridan all tied for the team lead in catches with 5 apiece. Micah Gilbert had 79 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jeremiah Love and Eli Raridan both had 41 yards receiving. So Jeremiah had... would that be 77 yards total on 12 touches? So not a bad day's work for a guy that didn't play a ton today. You had Eli Raridan with 41 yards. Justin Fisher had 5 catches, but he had 12 yards. Deion Colsey had 4 catches for 58 yards. Jack Larson had a good day, 4 catches for 41 yards. K.K. Smith had 3 catches for 54 yards. Cooper Flanagan had 3 for 34. Jaden Greathouse had 3 for 38, but he was open a lot more than that. Mitchell had 2 for 69 and a touchdown. You had 2 catches for Jack Polian for 19 yards. And then Alex Whitman, Devin Ford, and Henry Garrity all had a catch. And I'm telling you, Vince, Henry Garrity's going to be a player at Notre Dame at some point in time. Mitch Jeter had 2 punts for 39.5 yards. I thought that was very interesting that he punted twice. And then Eric Goyens had two punts, and he averaged 40 yards per punt on the day. They only had one field goal attempt. That was missed.
When was there punts? There were no punts.
That's what I'm just saying, what they had it marked down as. They had a couple punts in the second half. They had a couple punts in the second half. Yeah. They let them just kick it a couple times.
I missed that.
Yeah. Yeah. They had one for sure, but I think that has more to do with, you know what, now that you think about it, I think they just put that in there because they did 40 yards every time. Because
they just moved it 40 yards. I was going to say.
You are correct. They did punt once. I thought they punted once in the second half, but I could be mistaken on that. And then looking down defensively, you had, let's get down to the defensive stats here. There's the defensive stats. Kahanu Kia had 12 tackles. He led the entire team today.
He was flying around the football. We'll get to that. But
I talked about that a little bit, about him being a surprise yesterday, and I think people saw why today. Adon Shula was next with 8 tackles. Jalen Snead, Luke Talich, and Drake Bowen all had 7 tackles. Adon Shula actually led the defense with 7 tackles, 7 solo tackles today. Okay. And then you had Ben Minnick had 5 tackles. Kingston Viliama-Asa and Christian Gray both had 4 tackles on the day. Those were the leaders in tackles, and then everybody else had 3 or fewer. Tackles for loss, Kahanu Kia had 2. Jason Onye had 2 for the gold team. And then Jordan Patelho and Josh Burnham both had a tackle for loss in the game. There were 3 sacks in the game, 2 by Jason Onye, and one of them was ridiculously abusive to the offensive lineman. And then Jordan Patelho had 1. There were five tackles for loss on the other side of the ball. You had a half of one from Jalen Snead. Boubacar Traore led the gold team with one, or blue team with 1.5 tackles for loss. Sean Savolano had a tackle for loss. RJ Oben, Bryce Young also had tackles for losses. They also, their tackles for losses were sacks, as was Boubacar and Sean Savolano. Forced fumbles, Bryce Young had a really impressive forced fumble, as did RJ Oben. Blue team pass breakups, Micah Bell had 2. Ben Minnick had 1, and Jalen Snead had 1. There were 4 for the gold team. Adon Shuler, Kingston, Christian Gray, and Jaden Osbury all had breakups in the game. So that's the overview of the statistics from today's game, Vince. And it was, again, a very back-and-forth affair. It was a fun game to watch.
Very balanced. Very balanced game to watch. For sure.